Thanks again for joining us for the Word for Life radio ministry. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman. With me in the studio is our senior pastor, Ken Keltner, and then Dean Loftus from Red Cliff Bible Camp. And that camp is located out in the mountains of Wyoming, just an hour and a half south of Jackson Hole. And Dean, we've been talking about your ministry there at Red Cliff Bible Camp for quite a few years. What, almost 30 years maybe?
This was my 31st summer.
31st summer. When we think of camp, many times we think of kids, maybe teenagers. But you also have retreats, don't you? Tell us about those and maybe a story or two about some things that are accomplished as a result of a couple's retreat, a men's retreat, something like that.
All right. We do have the retreats for men and for ladies, a ladies retreat,
mm-hmm.
and then the couples retreats. We offer the men's retreat in the wintertime, and it's just exciting to see what has happened. It has been evangelistic in that we've had campers come that don't know Christ and been confronted with their need for Christ during the retreat, just the fact of God working in their lives. We did have a gentleman come to the retreat, and he was fighting an addiction. During the time of the retreat, he was confronted with his need of a Savior, came to know Christ, and then after he went back home, he was able to, in the church, be discipled and have victory over that addiction. And now he comes back, and he always brings a friend with him when he comes. And so that's encouraging to see.
Oh, wow,
see that happening. And then with the ladies' retreat, this fall, we had a mother-daughter retreat. We do that every other year.
Okay.
And one of the mothers that came with her unsaved daughter was saved at our ladies' retreat last year.
Mm-hmm.
Just see her come back, see how God has worked and allowed her to grow in her life. And then you were asking about couples' retreats.
Yeah.
We have seen couples come, and they are ready to split and be done with their marriage, and God has used that time to rebuild and encourage them through the word and through the counsel of our speaker that's there for the weekend.
How many times with your couples conferences have you seen the man, the husband, come reluctantly? You know, it's usually, it seems like wives just, you know, wanting to beg their husbands to go to a retreat, or they'll talk to someone, you know, talk to a pastor in the church and, hey, can you help my husband want to come to this? I mean, do you see that often? They come reluctantly, and then God kind of breaks through that veneer?
Yes, we've seen that a lot. And, you know, the wife will schedule it, sign them up, and the husband's very skeptical. And we've had speakers come that actually have opened the session with, hey, it doesn't look like you really want to be here, but let's share from God's word how your life can be changed. And there's definitely more of those couples that go away changed that come through the winter camps.
A couple years ago, I was out in between weeks of camp, and I was down in the town of Pinedale and saw a fellow that he and his wife came to the first couples conference we ever did. And Ruth and I were out there early on in our 27 years of pilgrimage out there. And he pulled me aside and he said, let me tell you what God did during that couples conference. He said, you didn't know it, but my wife and I had decided we would go to this couples conference. And then when the conference was over, one of us would leave. But our marriage was done. And he said, so we sat there and we went through the whole conference. He said, the last thing you said was, now when you get home, I want you to sit down for 5 minutes and look at each other and talk about something that you never argue about. Then for the next 5 minutes, I want you to get down on your knees and pray out loud. Do not pray for your partner, but pray for yourself. And then get up and walk away. And I want you to do that every day. And he said, so we came home and we looked at each other and said, well, all right, let's try that. And he said, we sat there and, we could talk about that. He said, we sat there for 5 minutes and could not think of anything we didn't argue about. So he said, we just sat there.
Looking at each other?
Looking at each other. And he said, we got down on our knees, and he said, it was so hard not to pray for the other person, because that's the one we wanted to change.
Yeah, what you want? Yeah, I'm praying that God, you get them right.
Right, right. And he said, but your instructions said we couldn't pray for the other person. So he said, it was really hard for us to pray out loud for ourselves, because we had to start dealing with our own issues. He said, so we did that for 5 minutes. We got up and quickly walked away. He said, the next day we came back and couldn't think of anything we didn't argue about. He said, for 2 weeks, we sat there for 5 minutes and looked at each other and couldn't think of a thing to talk about. Got on our knees. We prayed for ourselves for 5 minutes, got up and walked away. He said, after a couple of weeks, we were sitting there for our 5 minute talk. And he said, finally, we could talk about this. We never argue about that. And so we said, we talked for 5 minutes and got on our knees and prayed and got up and walked away. Next day, we sat down. We thought of something else we could talk about. He said, that's been 25 years.
Wow. Did you say that was in the town of Pinedale, Wyoming?
Yes.
That he lived, do you get several people from the community to come up to camp?
Oh, yes, we do. We have several gospel preaching churches in the town of Pinedale that send campers up, and then people from the community that come to camp. And we're able to minister to them.
And it's so exciting. And he said, my wife and I have been through some major obstacles since that time. But he said, we're still together.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing is, in fact, I don't remember giving the assignment. I looked at him. I said, are you sure it was me? He said, you're the only, couples conference retreat preacher we've ever heard. I said, oh, I guess it was me. So it had to be God doing that.
That's awesome.
Folks, we're talking to Dean Loftus, the director of Red Cliff Bible Camp in Pinedale, Wyoming. And what a blessing it is, Dean, to have you here for our missions conference, and just appreciate so very much what God is doing. Now, to operate a camp like this out in the West, you have to have what we would call Nehemiah teams to come in and help with different things like cutting wood, things like that. Tell us how people could become involved with your camp or some other camp, helping Christian camps in that way.
The best way to do that is to contact the camp director and let him know that you have an interest in that. We do host churches that come. Brookside here has a Nehemiah team. They've been out 3 times to Red Cliff,
right,
and done various projects, from cutting firewood to hanging sheetrock to working on major projects that we have going on.
Wasn't there some big electrical construction or something out there for you guys?
Yes, we had the Brookside team, not this very last one, but the one before, build a building that just houses electrical switches and different panels, and that building was set up so we could up our service to 1,200 amps of electrical service. And by having the group do that, we were able to get the building up during that week. And then we had a blessing from your church here at Brookside. We had 2 gentlemen that are retired electricians come and specifically spend 5 days doing a lot of transferring from an old panel, putting in a new panel, just doing that. And that was a Nehemiah team that wasn't advertised, but they knew we had the need, and those 2 gentlemen came and just help with that. So,
but what if someone's out there listening today, Dean, and they've listened to what's going on out west there in Wyoming with the camp, and they say, I want to give some money to Red Cliff. How do they go about doing that?
They can actually go to our website, redcliffcamp.org, and there's a place on there through PayPal. They can just give a gift, and they can also look through all the things that we have there on the website, the camps that are coming up, who is going to be speaking for those camps, and then find that information out.
Give that again. What's your website then? Again?
Our website is redcliffcamp.org.
You know, as I mentioned before, my wife and I have been out there for 27 years, sometimes a couple of weeks in that time. And one of the neat things about our time of preaching and singing is the singing of psalms. And I was reminded of Psalm 119:54. Where David said, thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. Thy statutes have been my songs. And Dean, what a blessing it is to just sing the songs right straight out of the Psalms and just have your heart ministered to. And then as you leave, these campers, counselors, whatever age we're talking about, they're leaving with scripture in their hearts with a melody to go along with it. And what a blessing it is that we've even had one of the ladies that would come, as she's a pastor's wife in the surrounding area, and she has written numbers of songs and even put together a songbook with the Psalms. And we have enjoyed so very much the music in that area. Now tell us just a bit about your family before we come to the end of our broadcast.
My wife, Lori, and we've been married for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have four children. Philip is our oldest, and he is married to Adriana. And we have a granddaughter, Autumn. She is 3 months old.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have our daughter, Ellie, and our second son, Gannett. They are students at Bible College right now. And then we have our youngest son, Isaac, who is a junior in high school.
And it's so neat to have Ellie and Gannett, who are at Maranatha, with us on Sundays. They 45 minutes away, and so they come, and then they come over to our house and crash and burn in the afternoon, do their laundry. And it is such a blessing to see that. When we were out there this last summer, it was really neat to watch all four of your children in the ministry there at camp.
Yes, that was a great privilege. We look back at the summer and just rejoice that God allowed each of them to serve in different areas on the camp staff, but just to have that privilege to work with our family for God's glory.
Now, I've never been out there in the summer, Dean. Is there a road that you take up to the camp, or is that you ATV it up there?
There is actually a really good road that you can drive a regular car up, a sedan. Okay. When Pastor Ken came, there was about 4 foot of snow packed on the trail, and so that road wasn't accessible.
So you do that usually? You snowmobile everybody in?
Yeah, we do. Snowmobile them in or take them by snowcat.
Pastor Greg, you've been talking to me about mushing. You get out there, you could mush. And mushing, I learned, was on the, what you have, your luggage, you have a...
Yeah, we have a sled that's set up similar to a dog sled, but it hooks to behind a snowmobile and then has a platform for somebody to stand on the back and mush.
Yeah, I didn't know what to do other than, I'd heard Pastor Greg talk about mush. So I said, I'll mush. And I think it was Isaac that was riding with me. And I kept asking him, how much further? He kept going, oh, only about another 25 minutes. My arms were so sore, I couldn't even hold a Bible up. I was hanging on for dear life.
Well, we may not be able to get Pastor Ken out there again in the winter, but we'll try in the summer.
We'll get him there in the summer.
We have run out of time, but it's been a blessing to be talking to Dean Loftus. He's a missionary, yes, here in the States. And what a blessing it is to see the camp ministry of Red Cliff Bible Camp going on for God, 42 years now. And Dean, thank you so much for sharing your heart and sharing your life so that multitudes and multitudes of people can come to Christ and obey Him, following with their lives. Well, folks, until the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.